I obviously, like many women, had symptoms years before I actually ever had a diagnosis. Throughout my teenage years, I had really painful periods. And you just kind of go on thinking that that kind of thing is normal. I spoke to my doctor several times about it and so forth. And it was like, and at the time, I actually had kind of toilet issues during my period as well. And again, it was just kind of, for that 3, 4 days during that period, I would, have some problems and be in a hell of a lot of pain and so forth. And it wasn't until I think I was about 25 when a doctor finally said the word endometriosis to me. But the way that he said it was not particularly very diplomatically, and kind of the way that he basically said, oh, well, having problems with your period, there's not a lot we can really do about it. He said there is a condition called endometriosis, but the only way that we can to make a definitive diagnosis on that is to cut you open. He said, and he said, oh, go away, here's the name of it, wrote it down on a like a post-it for me, wrote it down for me, and said, oh, go away, do some research and come back if you'd like us to, let me know if you'd like us to cut you open. So, which at 25, and obviously, not really, not hear it, having heard that word before or knowing anything about the condition or anything, it just scared me, obviously, completely. So, and you do the kind of typical normal thing, oh no, it's fine. I've been coping this long for, for that for that length of time kind of thing, and didn't do anything about it. And it was only when I was 29 when I finally got diagnosed.
Why do you feel it does take so long to diagnose endometriosis?
I honestly think because I don't think there's enough good education in schools for what is normal and what isn't normal, and kind of when you should and shouldn't kind of go to your doctor about things. I mean, I also think that a lot of the time, women's pain is dismissed, and we know that there's a kind of this thing called the gender pain gap, where women are given sort of less painkillers or less effective painkillers and so forth, and we're just kind of told that painful periods are normal. One thing is these scans are still relatively new. There's so few sonographers who can actually, or so few specialists that still can spot it on an ultrasound or an MRI or anything like that. So you need specialist training. You need more people who are specially trained to be able to see endometriosis, because it's not something that naturally shows up on scans.